Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. This report had a lot of interesting data, so it was hard to choose what to focus on. I went the speaker route because I'm not seeing a lot of attention to that connection, but also I noticed a trend that pro speakers can really take advantage of. Now check out these data points from page 7, which drills down on event marketing tactics for next year. Webinars are still very popular, but they take a different form. Attending webinars is the leader at 62%. Hosting your own seminars is down the list at 45%. Exhibiting or sponsor in-person conferences is in second place, but speaking and panel discussions are at the bottom of the list, a dismal 20%. So this begs the question, why don't these companies want their own people out there speaking? Especially when giving presentations is a great personal branding and leadership tool. Based on what I'm hearing on the ground, here are a couple of reasons. First up, audiences don't want to be sold. In this hyper-competitive market, everyone is pitching. So when attendees are choosing which breakout session to attend, anything that looks like sales will be skipped. Fewer attendees to these sessions mean less traffic to the trade show booth. Second, these speakers are not getting rave reviews. Most of them are sales folks and treat these slots as a typical sales presentation. The presentation style is pleasant, but not built for teaching or learning. Attendees want something more than what they can hear at work. What is really going on here is that being seen and conversation at these events is a top priority, but speaking at these events is just not effective from a sales perspective. So yeah, this is bad news for them, but good news for you speakers out there. Watch for more underwriting of breakout sessions where the sponsor introduces the speaker who then includes the sponsor in their content. I call this product placement industry association version. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.